Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine. And highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hope that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WGBW. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
WGBW coming up on Saturday, the Walk to End Alzheimer's happening in Green Bay. That's on the city deck. 1 and 2 mile walk routes. You can get more info on our community calendar at WGBW.fm. Also coming up on the show in just a few minutes, I have some Alzheimer's prevention news, a simple thing that we can all do to lessen our chances.
Early in the evening, just about supper time.
somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them the timeless hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW. 97.9 FM.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady. Setting suns and lonely.
windswept lady. Cools the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Just talked about the Walk to End Alzheimer's happening in Green Bay on the City Deck. If you missed that, you can get more info on the community calendar. Also, it's perfect timing because September is World Alzheimer's Month. And the Cleveland Clinic actually just came out with some research that has indicated that you can reduce your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease simply by doing exercise. And not even like we're not talking killing yourself at the gym or anything like that. We're talking at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity each week. So you can spread that through the week. What does that mean? That could be walking. That could be running if you want to do that, cycling. And they say even doing housework, even doing chores, that counts. And I'm glad because I hate doing housework. So if it's for a good cause, why not? But also your diet could have a significant role. That is coming up, what you should be eating before 1 o'clock.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.fm and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.fm. Then advertise.
About history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but
one could be with you. What a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. What's next for Keller Elementary? Kids' voices will be back in the hallways. That is part of your local news update, and it's on the way.
I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby, if he loves you more than me, maybe.
Sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. My love won't do you no harm, and I feel nice. I should have responded. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Another local news update right now from our WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. While the Federal Equal Rights Amendment has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday. Co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, the ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic." At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a Black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts.
The youngest of the
slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine. And highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hope that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk. away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. Wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW with another go for the green and gold multi-state text to win contest keyword coming up for the 1 o'clock hour. Have that Civic Media app ready to go.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say, and I pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true, but they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. Till we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Local news and timeless hits.
97.9 FM. When you're weary
We play everything from Simon and Garfunkel to The Temptations on Local News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Bye.
7.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. We're talking this hour about World Alzheimer's Month, and the Cleveland Clinic just coming out and saying that exercise, 150 minutes each week of moderate exercise, including housework, could reduce your risk of getting Alzheimer's. Also, following the Mediterranean diet or the MIND diet is also helpful. I'm familiar with the Mediterranean diet. I didn't know what the MIND diet was, but I looked it up and it's pretty similar to the Mediterranean diet. But also it includes limiting your red meats. I'm a vegetarian, so that's no big thing. But this is a problem for Wisconsin. Also avoiding butter, also avoiding cheese, also avoiding pastries and sweets, and fried foods.
Huh. Do your children love mummies? What about waffles? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And this Saturday at the Lion's Mouth Bookstore from 11 till 12, your child can meet children's illustrator Robert Momartz, creator of Mummy Man and Waffles book series, which I didn't even know there was a second one. My son absolutely adores this series. And Rob's going to be there doing live sketch demos, as well as sharing his second book, Mummy Man and Waffles, The Dire Deeds of Dr. Gark. Check it out. Head to wgbw.fm, click events, and guess what? You might see me there.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. And get that Civic Media app ready to text and win a 1 o'clock keyword coming your way as we go for the green and gold.
Get back, Joe.
She gets it while she can.
Local news and timeless hits. Music too good to waste on just memories. 97.9 WGBW.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire just came out. It hard for me to see. Thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
What you're running to or from, all I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thunder. ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Local news, timeless hits, a 97.9 WGBW. Another local news update, some sports with Mike Clemens, and some national news, too, coming up.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
I'm ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Homeland Security confirms three detainees were shot today at the ICE facility in Dallas, and two are dead. That information differing from a briefing earlier when the Dallas police chief appeared alongside ICE and FBI officials and announced one victim was deceased. Authorities also say the shooter was found dead. FBI special agent in charge Joseph Rothrock says messages on bullets appear to be anti-ICE in nature, but also noted no officers were injured.
While we're not releasing identities of any victims at this time, what I can confirm for you is no members of law enforcement were hurt during this attack.
ICE officials say they are stepping up security at other detention facilities as a precaution. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with his Russian counterpart today. It comes after President Trump slammed Russia's attacks in Ukraine and suggested Ukraine is in a position to win back all of its territory. Residents from South Texas to Kentucky today on alert for severe storms. This is ABC News. In Arizona, the results are in following yesterday's special election. The daughter of a late congressman voted in to fill a seat. That filled vacancy could also impact the push to release all the Epstein files.
The election of Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva to the seat held by her late father, Raul, was expected. When she's sworn in, Congresswoman Grijalva is due to become the critical 218th member of the House to sign on to a petition that would force a vote on a measure requiring the release of the Epstein files. If that bill were to pass the House, it would go to the Senate and then have to be signed by President Trump in order to become law. GOP leadership opposes the bill, saying it's unnecessary and risks the privacy of not only Epstein's victims, but also his associates who've never been charged with a crime. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Typhoon Ragasa on the move, slamming Hong Kong with surge and flood waters along with heavy winds. Southeast China also bracing for the powerful storm to make landfall with more than 2 million people evacuated. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The field for governor continues to get bigger. Now, Representative Tom Tiffany has announced he's running. It was widely speculated he'd launch a campaign to take Wisconsin's top seat. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girls' sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to leave.